The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
It all started on July 5th, 1996. That's the day Dolly the Sheep was born and began her life as the world's first cloned mammal. During her short stay on this planet, she gave life to six lambs, Bonnie, twins Sally and Rosie, and triplets Lucy, Darcy, and Cotton. Who names a wool-bearing animal Cotton? Anyway, Dolly shrugged her cloney coil 7 years later in 2003, and the cloning of animals moved from front page news to been there, done that, what else you got? Until very recently, when Barbara Streisand ignited social media with word that her dearly departed doggy, Samantha, had been cloned. Now, here's where I had to check my tendency to judge too harshly. Megastar clones purebred dog, just another headline from Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. That was my first thought. But reading outtakes from Bab's interview with Variety kind of softened up this heart of stone. Streisand and Sammy, her Coton de Tular, a white little fluffball breed from Madagascar, lived happily together for 14 years, during which they were inseparable until the day Sammy died. She was devastated. So Sammy's doctor took DNA from inside Sammy's cheek and some tummy skin. Then it was off to the lab. Sometime later, she received word that not only did the cloning process work, it produced four puppies. Long story short, the runt didn't survive. Close friends took one of the clone pups and another dog Streisand had been given while she grieved. The other two clones are now Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet. And every time she looks into their adorable faces, she's reminded of her beloved Sammy. The end. Would I do the same with my cats? Well, while the 50 grand price for the procedure is actually lower than what I imagined, it's still too rich for my blood. I'd probably just rescue another pair. But I know what it feels like to lose a fur baby. Ms. Streisand gives much of her fortune through philanthropy, and I wouldn't deny her the happiness of a forever friend, or one, or two reasonable facsimiles. I'm Cal Coat, and this is new for Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra with the voice of Kazunobu Minita. Check out Chenoa from World Beat Canada.
Touching está ahí comiendo papa, su ceviche a esta hora.
Un cumpleaños de chocolate.
Yo vendo fentaminas de algodón.
Yo compro pesadilla de gigante.
Y vendo esperanza de cartón, cartón.
Some more fabulous electro cumbia from Italy. A new trio called Cacao Mental and Mercante featuring the voice of La Indenita. And our first spin was Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra featuring the voice of Kazunobu Minita and Chenoa. This is Poirier from Montreal and Sowia featuring Sowito from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Jay Malumbo storms the stage of the Queen Elizabeth Theater April 11th, showcasing gaucho tradition with its dueling drums and whirling boladeros. Hailed by critics for their power and passion and mind-blowing performance, Che Malumbo bring together the lightning-fast footwork of river dance with the smoldering intensity of flamenco and tango. For tickets and more information, check out caravanbc.com. April 12th, it's another edition of the Global Grooves series at the Fox Cabaret, this time featuring world beaters Tambura Rasa, along with DJ Mark Fournier, spinning the best all night long. That's April 12th at the Fox Cabaret. Delhi to Dublin bring their unique Bhangra Celtic sound to the Commodore Ballroom April 14th. Check out Delhi to Dublin on Facebook for tickets and more information. And Five Alarm Funk are back in town after a whirlwind tour. The Boots and Wheels Tour 2018 makes a stop at the Commodore with special guest DJ Shub. That's Friday, April 20th, and you can find out more at fivealarmfunk.com. April 26th through 29th, the Vancouver World Music Festival 2018, featuring Las Cafeteras, the Boom Booms, Locarno, Zimbamoto, Calle Verde, Cutapira, Minghua, and Bloco Energia. We have a special guest coming up this hour, Eric Stein from Beyond the Pale, who have released another album. This one's called Ruckus. We'll find out what all the ruckus is about and spin something fresh for you as well. Just around the corner, a remix of Mazacote by the band's guitarist Adam Popowitz, and Sly and Robbie meet Dub Matrix. That's all in our mix. We hit the airwaves at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio, CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. Check out our listings at worldbeatcanada.com, updated weekly. This is World Beat Canada, and I'm Cal Cote.
We'll be right back. to the horizon and beyond.
With our counterparts all over the world.
That's where you'll find World Beat Canada Radio.
We create together.
Breaking boundaries
and borders.
Music and art
have the tremendous power
of bringing people together.
And this is our goal.
Show through these mediums.
We are all one race.
Just ahead of the curve.
The most iconic rhythm section in all of reggae music, that is Robbie Shakespeare and Sly Dunbar together, the Rhythm Twins, and they are meeting with Dub Matrix, a Canadian producer, on some overdubs. That one's called Great Escape. Before that, Mazzacote from here in Vancouver, Salsa Dura, with a remix twist, courtesy of their guitar player, Adam Popowitz. That was Mazzacoteando. I just never know what's going to inspire our touch of the familiar for the day, but this time I guess I was thinking about Robert Plant, who is bringing the sensational Space Shifters to the Queen Elizabeth Theatre on June the 29th as part of the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. And here's a guy that you might not ever see tour again. So yeah, it would definitely be on my bucket list. So Cyber Mayfield duo Medieval Pundits have taken a Zep classic and give it the electro-Indian treatment. Here is Your Touch of the Familiar, Four Sticks, from World Beat Canada.
We'll be right back.
Taking us beyond Zeppelin, that is Medieval Pundits with Four Sticks. Beyond the Pale is straight ahead. Eric Stein, their mandolin player, joins us, and we're going to find out what all the ruckus is about on World Beat Canada. My name is Gal Cote. Back in the not-so-good old days, say the 1400s, when the term Beyond the Pale was coined, it referred to a fence made of pointed sticks. To be beyond the pale was to be beyond boundaries or limits. A great name for a global music band which likes to mix it up a little? Yeah, I think so too. On their new release, Ruckus, Beyond the Pale display their instrumental virtuosity by leaping all around the pale, delving into reggae, bluegrass, and jazz, as well as their Balkan and klezmer mainstays. Mandolinist Eric Stein joins us with more on the project. Congratulations on the new album, Eric.
Thanks so much.
So how long has this band been a thing?
This is our 20th anniversary this year.
Well, congratulations on that, too. And how many releases along is Ruckus?
This is our fourth full-length album.
Okay. And what does this new release represent to you personally? Would you say that this is like a watershed moment for the group?
I would think of it more as a kind of a rebirth for the group.
Okay.
We were very, very active for, I would say, the first 15 years or so of the group. And then a couple of us had kids. And that kind of got in the way a little bit. And we also, the two of us that had kids also took on some other professional projects that just made it harder to make time for Beyond the Pale. So, we put out our last record in 2009, and in the 8 years intervening, there was just sort of a slow decrescendo in activity for the band. And we put out Ruckus last year, just last summer, and it's been this sort of revitalization and this kind of rebirth for the band, and it's really great to, it could have just sort of gradually slipped into oblivion, but we all really love the music and love making music together, and we feel like we put together a really, really great album that demonstrates that we're just as vital as a band as we ever were.
Did the break give you a surplus of material or ideas or influences that inevitably had to be weeded through on Ruckus?
I suppose so. I mean, it made it easy getting into working on the repertoire just because we had all this repertoire kind of pent up and ready to work on.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, it was also the production period on making the record was spread out over about 3 years.
Yeah.
So that, which is an indication of just how challenging it was to get everybody together based on what we were all distracted and preoccupied with. So, it was a slow build, but then when it came out, all of a sudden it was like this sort of burst of, hey, we're still here.
So how do you choose the flavor for the material, be it a one-drop beat or a more jazzy kind of improv or whatever else? Do you guys just jam out ideas?
I guess there's two ways in which repertoire comes into the band. Some of it is music based in traditional influences, usually klezmer or Balkan type music, where one member of the band will bring something in. With the klezmer stuff, it tends to be me leading that. With the Balkan stuff, it tends to be some other members. But we'll bring in a traditional piece and then we'll kind of run through it in its most traditional way and then think, okay, how can we blow this thing to smithereens? how can we put our own stamp on it? How can we talk about the Beyond the Pale blender, we take like a traditional tune and put it in the blender and just mix it up with a bunch of different sounds and a lot of different ideas, and we're really always striving in our arranging and our performance to have really wide and broad dynamics and constantly shifting textures and to be able to combine our instruments into a sound that's greater than just the individual instruments and the individual people all by themselves.
So you're talking about the klezmer, obviously a big part of the band. How much Jewish cultural tradition exists in your material, or has that just become part of the melange?
Good question. I mean, it's definitely a spiritual home for the band.
Okay.
As far as repertoire itself, it probably represents maybe a quarter of the repertoire that we'll do in terms of like stuff that actually comes out of the klezmer tradition. I guess I when I was answering the other question, I was saying that there's two ways. So the second way that repertoire comes into the band is that it's composed by individual members, and in those cases, the influences that shape the music are then coming out through the compositions themselves. So I tend to write stuff that is a little bit more referential to klezmer music-based ideas, Some of the other members write things that are more jazz-oriented or classically chamber music-oriented or Balkan-oriented. So, you know, the 25% that I'm talking about in terms of repertoire is sort of more, you know, specifically music from the klezmer canon. Then I would say there's another 25% or so of influence that's in a bunch of other stuff. It kind of ranges widely, but everything does kind of, at the end, come out as part of this kind of melange where we're trying to be ourselves. We're trying to sound like ourselves.
Eric Stein from Beyond the Pale joins World Beat Canada. They have an album out. It's called Ruckus on Borealis Records. Support Canadian talent. You can grab your copy online at the homepage. And while you're there, get on their mailing list to keep up to date with Beyond the Pale. That's beyondthepale, all one word, .net. Ruckus is another great expression, Eric. It's also a great track on the album. Tell us about the inspiration behind Ruckus and Ralia.
Ralia is a town outside of Belgrade in Serbia. We have two Serbian members of the band, and that tends to be a very strong influence. We spent some time there about 10 years ago when we were touring in Europe in this town, Ralia, and there was a lot of alcohol involved, and quite a ruckus ensued. And based on that experience, our bass player, Brett Higgins, wrote this piece, which is in the style of a 7/8 Balkan dance. And so he called it Ruckus and Ralia as a commemoration of that experience.
We don't have to wait long for one of my favorites from the album. Track two is All Tennel Ore. What can you tell us about this?
So that's based on a 1917 recording by a great cymbalum player named Joseph Moskowitz, who was a Hungarian Jewish musician. Really kind of a great early virtuoso of the cymbalum, which is the hammered dulcimer.
Mm-hmm.
The recording that he made of it in 1917 was just him accompanied by piano. And of course, it being 1917, it's a fairly scratchy, old audio archive kind of document. And it's a great example of what I referred to before, the Beyond the Pale blender. So we took this tune, which we transcribed from an old recording, and then came up with our own arrangement of it, where you'll hear within the music that the instrumental voices shift quite frequently and the rhythmic approaches shift frequently and the dynamics go from super loud to very quiet. And it's a really good little sort of microcosm of how Beyond the Pale treats klezmer repertoire when we arrange it ourselves.
The states are getting their first taste of Punjab Tronics, from South by Southwest Festival to an Eastern Seaboard tour. They're reimagining future possibilities for Punjabi electronic music. That was Chala, featuring DJ Swami and Diamond Dougal, who was our guest just a couple of weeks ago to talk about this great project. My thanks to Eric Stein and Beyond the Pale, with a great slice of klezmer tradition called Ol Tenalore. More of the best music from the four corners is straight ahead. So glad you could join us. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Kel Cook.
Oh. gripe, dai.
Preciso respirar. Preciso vida.
The forces that rush from the sun. You look for inspiration and it will come. The temperature's rising all through the day. Don't have the flame, cause we want to play. Play on, play on, play. Play. Play all night and play all night and play and play. Donkey.
Cool rhythms. We heard Moira Smiley from a brand new album called Unzip the Horizon and Mother of Invention. And that's the voice of Nina Miranda from her album Freedom of Movement and Play, as we mix in the rhythm of the Berimbau from Hickstatic. Salvador is going to take us home. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications. Check out Kelton and Twist with Patricia Fraser. Start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Our last word goes to John Mackey, who says, the world is getting more connected through technology and travel. Cuisines are evolving. Some people are scared of globalization. But I think people will always take pride in cultural heritage. Copyright Communications.